We don't have a whole lot of time left, and I do want to cover the Camden trial because we haven't yet talked about the reaction. As you put it, this was the Media Pennsylvania burglary was J. Edgar Hoover's worst nightmare. He was terrified that COINTELPRO would come out. He reacted with apoplexia. Then there was another burglary that happened in Camden of a draft board, totally unrelated, except in the mind of the FBI.
That's right. The reaction immediately, by the way, to the burglary was an outcry. Members of Congress who had never spoken critically of Hoover did call for an investigation. It wasn't enough to get the investigation going. That didn't happen until early 1975, when Congress finally felt compelled after COINTELPRO and other revelations had come out. But you're right. There's another case, the Camden trial, where the FBI was visited by an informer early in the summer of 1971, a few months after the media burglary. And he told them that he had been asked by some friends to join this group in raiding a draft board in Camden. And he mentioned the name of a man, John Peter Grady, as the leader of the group. And the FBI, practically, the people conducting the investigation, practically danced because John Peter Grady was a leader in the draft board raids. And they had decided without evidence, the FBI had decided without evidence on the day after the burglary that the media burglary not only involved him, but that he had been the leader of the group. And amazingly, despite a five-year investigation, which was incredibly intense for the first 2 years and involved 200 agents, they stuck with that, even though they never found any evidence of it. So when they found that he was leading a raid on that draft board, they decided that this was the same group that had raided the media office. And when the group almost called off the burglary, they rather desperately kept the Camden raid going and supplied all the tools and material necessary for it to take place. But it turned out that it did not produce for them arrest in media, and in fact, all 28 people were acquitted, partly because of the strong evidence of the government's overreach in making the raid take place.